Thank you.
No mistakes in God. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Andrea. Fabulous. No mistakes in God. That's your answer for the whole talk today. Thank you so much. So it's the first of the month. And the first of the month, we always hear from our spiritual leader, Dr. Ken Gordon. So let's hear what Ken has to say this morning. Can we turn it up?
Spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, coming to you with the December themes. The December topic is happiness and fulfillment. And the first one coming out in December 2nd is by Dr. Peggy Price, who's the minister emeritus at Seal Beach CSL, and she's also the visiting minister in Kauai. Her topic is our need for forgiveness. What we believe in is that we believe that when we surrender and forgive, that we really give ourselves a gift from that. And what better time of year than December? What a better season than to give ourselves the best and the greatest gift we can, which is to forgive ourselves and forgive others. You know, I remember my teacher, Dr. Tom Costa, when he was telling us once about some money that he lost and how he worked and worried and was upset and obsessed about it for quite a period of time. And then suddenly one day he realized that what he needed to do is he needed to forgive himself and forgive the person who he presumed took the money. The minute that he did, he came back and said that everything came back to him pressed down and flowing over. He used to call it, he tithed that money back into the universe. Well, you know, if you're holding some kind of regret or something against someone at this particular point or for yourself, what I recommend you do is you tithe it away. You give it away as a gift to the universe itself, and that will be the best and the greatest Christmas gift you can possibly imagine. Dr. Holmes also says that we are all human beings and we all have made mistakes. We all carry an unconscious burden of guilt and we all need a sense of being forgiven. One of the most revealing things in the new science of mind is our need to feel that we are right with God, with life, and with each other. And that comes from living the science of mind. Also, Dr. Holmes said, it is impossible for us to have a sense of being forgiven while we condemn others. So as we move into December, what I strongly recommend we do is that we move into forgiveness and we give away our issues and our problems. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
I like that. I like that first of December, that we give away our problems. Okay. So forgiveness is the key to our personal freedom. And when we say, I can't forgive what they did, I can't forgive what happened, we literally imprison ourselves in the remembrance of that. And we keep repeating what had been done. We keep repeating the history. Imprisonment is being in the energy of the old story. Everybody take a breath. Forgiveness is big. It's a big subject. The past locks us in to a holding pattern of yesterday. We keep going around and around and around that same story. I don't know about you, I've done it. Maybe not you, but you know somebody. We've all been hurt, we've all been harmed or betrayed. We've deliberately or innocently hurt others. If we believe life or people are against us, our challenges will be great. It's up to each one of us to choose to grow from these challenges, to say, what is this challenge asking of me? What gift does it have? To not be defeated by the challenges, but to lean into whatever is the challenge that you might be experiencing right now. Because you see, if we hold back from it, we're pushing it away. And I'm telling you, it doesn't go away. It just seems to get bigger. Anybody? Good. Lean into the challenges and ask it the question, what do you ask of me? What gift do you bring me today? You see the difference? To me, forgiveness means to me that I learn to give every person, every event, free passage through my heart and my mind. Listen to that. Forgiveness means that I learn to give every person, every event, free passage through my heart and my mind. Sounds good, doesn't it? I don't always find that easy. Do you? And when I think about that, and when I think about forgiveness, I think about Gandhi. And I'm reminded of the time that Gandhi was walking in a group of people, and this man came up and spit on him. And Gandhi just stood there, and he took his handkerchief out of his pocket, and he wiped the spit, and he said, "I think this is yours." Can you imagine if somebody was so upset with you and they came and spit on you, what would be your response? Would you give it back to them in loving kindness? Think of that. Think of how Gandhi must have felt about the sureness of himself. This is what it means to accept, to love who you are, who you are, no matter what is said or done to you. Take a breath. Oh, that's big. And yet, it is so possible. Imagine something that you feel maybe has been done in a wrong way for you. Take your handkerchief. Give it back with loving kindness. No one can touch your sacred center of self. There is a place in you, we talk about it all the time, that has never been harmed and never hurt. It is the place in you that is powerful, that is loving, that is all nurturing. And to rise above whatever is challenging you, to live from your divine self, to accept the challenge as a growing opportunity, I think is what we're being all asked to do. Not always easy, but it certainly beats the opposite of that, and that is just keep looking at what's not working, what's bad, who's bad, what their name is, and you write it on walls. Not in our bathroom, please. No, it's not always easy. There is a greater truth, though, and it's available to each and every one of us. It's in us, and it's for us, and it's in every moment and in every event. Okay, you got that? All right, good. So let's stop. And let's take a new look at life. And let's imagine. Everybody take a breath. We're going to go into an imagination, okay? Imagine that you and I have just arrived here on planet Earth, and we all get to meet. And we're sitting together today just like we are, and this is a pre-class lecture before we say, okay, beautiful souls, now you're ready to go out there and live this Earth life. So I'm up here and I'm saying, good morning, new and wonderful old souls. Look how beautiful you are. Look around. Wow, you're in good company. This is the first day of the rest of your Earth life. Oh, that's exciting. You're brand new. Now, shake off this Earth suit. Take it, your bodies. You finally got bodies, real body, shake them, shake them. Oh, wow, look at that, it works. Legs work, feet work. Okay. You are so beautiful. You are absolutely beautiful. And look at who has joined you. These are people that you get to have this experience with in this whole new life experience. And now there's some really important things. And that's why I have called you here today, before you go out there in your life experience, that you'll need to know for your new environment, okay? Yes? All right. Are you new today? Okay. Number one, you are free to express and experience yourself in new and wonderful ways. You have total freedom. Can I hear a hallelujah? Yes. Whoa, I'm totally free. Body, I have a body. Moves, okay. Number two, this earth place is an absolute spiritual boot camp for your soul. Okay? All are willing. You're all here on earth, this earth boot camp, to grow your soul. Yay! That's a good thing. We're not here because we've been punished. We're here to grow and grow that soul that lives within us. So number three, keep in mind, you are in training. Hear that? You're in training. So turn to somebody and say, I'm in training. And then say, so am I. Hey, I'm in training. So am I. Yay, we get to do this together. Woo! Earth camp, boot camp, yay. Okay, we're so excited because we said yes to being in this body. Okay, being in training means we are each here to learn, to grow, to understand ways to expand into our true divine nature. Our true divine nature, we get to do it all by ourselves, so to speak, but not really, here in this body. Yay! Aren't you excited? Okay, there's more to know before you go out there. Forgiveness is really as simple as remembering we're all in training. Okay? Oh, they're just in training. Oh, I made a mistake. I'm just in training. Yes? What are you? You got it. When feeling challenged, please remember. What are you? Good. See, because life is for you. That life out there, it is for you. And the challenges ask each one of us to stop. Oh, it's a challenge. Woo! Okay. Breathe for 5 seconds. And be amazed. Ha ha, it's a challenge. Lean into it. Don't be afraid of it. You're here to grow, to explore, to experience. And anyway, you're in training. Wow, a challenge. Right, I'm in training. So I want to ask questions. I want to ask questions of the challenge. I want to ask questions of the event. Because I have the right to uncover the greater good that is desiring to be expressed and experienced and to appear greater in my life. Do you get that? There is nothing that you and I have ever done in our lives that we haven't needed to be trained for, correct? So let's not fight what life presents to us. Ah, amazed, it's a challenge. Oh, yes. And a really good part of your soul's journey is you will find a spiritual community. You will be so lucky because you will get into one of the best spiritual communities. that will assist you in your training. Yes.
Yes.
Because you see, we are not meant to do this by ourselves. Challenges will arise. But because we're in training and because we want that challenge, however, if we fight them, we want to make them wrong or bad, it will expand our difficulty. Oh, well, then I guess I better lean into it. It will help you out there. See, there is no difficulty in the level of this earth school. You take classes. When you find that spiritual community, you take classes and you ask the practitioners for prayer. And you read the books and you remember because you come to a spiritual community. I know you will find a really, really good one because that's the promise. Hallelujah. And when you find that spiritual community, you see, you will know that even though you're separate and you're in this body and you're not alone, that you have other fellow travelers who love to travel with you and who will remind you that you are magnificent and that it's okay and it's safe to lean into the challenges because it can only grow your soul. It can only grow you in a greater sense of your own beingness. We all make mistakes. It's our choice to learn from them, to forgive ourselves. When we express compassion for ourselves, we will absolutely be able to express compassion for each other. But first, we must give it to ourselves. Oh, yeah. I'm in training. I've learned that. When we express compassion, we expand our sphere of availability. In a perfect world, none of us would get hurt. However, it isn't a perfect world. This is a boot camp for your soul. Please remember that when you go outside in the world today. Oh, I'm in boot camp. Forgiveness for ourselves and for each other is the beginning of our freedom here on earth. One of the things I forgot to tell you early on in this talk was that I'm going to open for a few minutes for a question, because in my opinion, forgiveness is probably one of the biggest topics that out there tends to restrict us. I think if we can remember that we're in training, that we're in boot camp, it'll make every day a little bit easier. If you have a question, would you raise your hand about forgiveness? Happy to answer it. Reverend Suzanne will come around. Anybody? Or did we? Ah, Tony in the back. Tony in the back.
So, I've been working on forgiveness for probably since I got, before I got here, might have been what brought me here to begin with. I understand it cognitively, in my head, spiritually, I get it. It's when I get in a situation where I'm working on it and I think that I'm in training, it's hard for my heart to get there. And I'd like to really feel truly free from the resentments and that feeling when they arrive. I just don't know how to overcome that.
Okay. That's a really good question, Tony. Thank you. One of the things that we want to do, when, especially when the mind brings back the old memory, is we want to immediately say, I forgive that. I forgive myself. I forgive my mind for remembering that, for coming back into that memory. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for bringing it back into today's. Let me love me in this environment. I'm not ever saying that we want to, that we forgive somebody who's hurting us constantly. We want to change that atmosphere, okay? However, it is ours to change our mind about what took place. if we keep repeating the story or keep saying that I grew up in this family that didn't love me, that, you know, blah, 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 okay? We all have a story. And we came in with other older boot camp survivors that had their own story. We came in fresh and new, as I talked about this morning. And so we want to keep returning back to that. No thing, no person, no event has greater power over me. I forgive my mind, myself, for thinking that it does. Do you see? Because we're the ones that carry the stigma of the past. That's over. God, release me from this. I give thanks for whatever has brought me to this moment. But then look at who you are and what those challenges have made you into the person that you are. When I used to be upset about those challenges, I realized that those challenges early on in my age gave me compassion for people's wrongdoing, for misbehavior, because I understood they didn't know any better than that. But they can't define me. Only I can define me. Only God can define me. Does that make sense? Ask for prayer today, would you, Tony? Yeah. It's getting out. It's getting gone. Everybody knows that for you? Okay? Does everybody know that forgiveness, that Tony's whole beingness of knowing who he is greater in his own divine self is that is taking place today? Do we all know that? Yeah. We need to know it for Tony because, boy, we sure want to know it for ourselves. Good. Thank you, Tony. Anybody else? Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm also working on forgiveness, and this is actually really interesting that this is happening today because my kids have to go to an observation with their dad, and if you know anything about my story, we just came out of a safe house a few months ago, and forgiveness is something that I'm trying to work on myself a lot lately, and my question would be, how do you work on forgiveness when you're also worried about safety, and especially, you know, when you're responsible for the safety of somebody else in the sense of where you were hurt and
yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now you have other people involved in this and so number one and the first thing to do is to keep giving your kids to God. Okay? God's got your kids. And there's nothing and no one and no thing that can harm your children because they know who they are. And I'm going to keep telling them every day who they are, okay? That they're valuable and that they're special. Because, do you see, in truth, nobody can take your sacred center of self away, that divine essence. And you have to know that because that's your job. You see, you're the one to hold the truth for those children. And you say, yeah, you can agree that it might be difficult at times for them to be with their dad. However, they are safe, and that's why they're in a room with other people in a visitation area, because they're wanting to enjoy their father at his very best, okay? And you keep giving it to God, ask for prayer today, okay? And then what we want to do, one of the best things for forgiveness is if you're upset at somebody or you're upset at a situation, you get a pad, a paper, and make it not a little pad, you make it a big pad like this. And you start writing all your grievances about that person, about that event. And you call them names, big names, bad names, horrible names. Okay, good. You really work this, all right? Because it's important. Because you see, you've got it inside of you. So the more you keep swallowing that gunk, who does it hurt? Me, not them. So we want to release ourselves. We want to forgive ourselves for even holding some of that gunk inside. And we won't call them every name in the book. And then you read it out loud without your children or the dog or the cat. You read it out loud with gusto and emotion. And then you burn it. You say, take this, God. Take this from me. Because this is not the truth of who I am. Throw it up. Throw it out. Burn it. You keep doing it until you're clear. It works. It really works. Try it, okay? But ask for prayer today. Anybody else? Forgiveness is a big subject because people are told, well, you have to forgive them. No, you do not have to forgive bad deeds. You find new people to hang with, okay? You find new family. You come to a spiritual center like this, and you realize that these people really like you. Look around. Is there anybody here you don't like? Raise your hand. No. Because we chose to be together. Do you see? We chose to come together in the best way we can, as loving as we can. Are we going to bump up against stuff? Sure. Because we're learning as boot camp survivors to live out there in the world out there that is a little bit different than this world. Sometimes. Sometimes not. We're going to get just as upset sometimes here as we will out there. Yes? Okay. Normal. But write about it. Burn it. Throw it up. Okay. Good. Anybody else? It's a big subject. Do not ever go back to a place you're being abused. Wish them well someplace else. This doesn't mean you stay with an abuser, whether they're family or friends or old acquaintances. Okay? Good? Yes. Julie. One more. We'll make this the last one.
Well, it's just a maybe call for something in the future. Is because it is such a big subject and it's something that affects us so deeply, our spiritual development can be stopped by lack of forgiveness for ourselves or for others. Can we do a class on it or
sure, something? That's a good idea. Maybe I should do a class on it. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, because it's big. And it really means, what story am I telling? I can stand here for an hour and I could tell you the story of my life and you'd be crying. What good will that do? But what I can do is I can stand here and say that that story does not define me. It does not identify me. Yeah, there are times that certain stimulus remind me of that, and I have to come back to, oh, there's a challenge, and it's really familiar, and it reminds me of how I was treated as a child, and I'm not a child anymore, and I'm not being treated the same by this person. They're just reminding me that I have more healing to do. Does that make sense? Okay? That's what we want to stand up front and say. Not that we're a survivor. We're a victor. And life is, my life is definitely proof that I am victor over any of my history. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So let's just stop in a moment, take that into prayer. If any of you have anything, please, we're going to have the practitioners, they'll be available to pray with you. We might take you guys into the challenge room because we have to move the chairs and stuff. We'll figure